Yes. We're back. Episode 9, 1, 2, 3.
Oktoberfest.
Yeah. What's up? I'm Shannon Shell, and this is...
I'm Alan Kirkaby.
And we are the Brew Brothers, and this is episode 9. So now, excuse my voice, everybody. I'm under the weather a little bit today.
COVID.
You know.
You're not the only one. One of my coworkers has just lost his voice. Like, he's sick. Yeah. And he sounds just raspy and hoarsey as hell. Yeah. And he's fine. But him working is just miserable right now.
Yeah. My nose been running like a freaking racetrack here. But I got under control. I put some stuff inside my nose.
Yeah. But last couple of days, I'm just like cold all the time.
Yeah, absolutely.
So.
So anyway, hey, just so that everybody knows what's going on here. So Oktoberfest beer is in the building, of course. We're talking about all about Oktoberfest beer, but we always got some goodies here. Also, Paul, the producer, is here. And also, we got a new gentleman in our studio. His name is, he goes by the name of Rosé. Rosé, say what's up to the
check
people
it
out there,
check
man.
Check it out, man. How y'all doing? Be looking on the lookout for me. I'll be coming real soon.
There you go.
And thank you, Brew Brothers.
Oh, of course, man.
Absolutely.
We'll let everybody know what's going on with Rosé when Rosé gets situated, right?
Definitely.
There you go. But Rosé has joined us today for our episode 9. And, yeah, what's going on, Alan? What's going on with you, man?
It's been a chaotic week. It has been good, though.
Yeah.
I got more than what I bargained for beer coming in.
Right.
Shit, tons of Red Bull because I've been out. The market's back up to par.
Oh, yeah, Red Bull. Red Bull's so popular still.
Can't control it. Can't stop it.
Red Bull. Red Bull and vodka. I remember that used to be the drink. Remember?
Yes.
Vodka Red Bulls.
Or liquid ice.
Yes.
Yes.
Red Bull and vodka, right?
Red Bull and Jägermeister.
Oh.
Party shots galore, baby.
I never got into that one.
It's good, good.
No.
Licorice.
And yeah, that, yeah.
I don't know why I used to take shots of that all the time because it literally tastes like shit.
Oh, but people just loved it. I don't get it. I never have gotten it as much as I've done it and as much as I poured for people.
Right.
I think it's just disgusting because I don't like black licorice and I don't understand how you can mix the two and think it's good, delicious. But people love it.
I agree.
The thing that would always bother me with those shots, and I would send it back all the time, and the bartenders would get really mad at me.
Right.
But they would just mix it and give it to me, so it was just like this brown shot. And I'm like, no, this is a bomb shot. Like, like you don't give it to me already mixed.
Right.
No, you know what? I'm really not a Red Bull fan. I don't really drink Red Bull.
Don't ever start if you have never, because it's...
It gives you wings.
Yeah.
I'm stuck because I sell it, so I'm stuck into it. But yeah. I don't drink it that often just because... It's a lot.
Is that what Red Bull looks like now?
Yeah, it's the summer one. This color. Is Juneberry.
Oh, okay.
The summer one tastes like a blue Freezy Pop.
Didn't it used to be like red and blue?
Yep,
like,
that's still the traditional standard one.
Okay, traditional standard. Okay,
that's not going away anytime soon.
Yeah, maybe I'll try a Red Bull today. Get all pumped up and wound up, right?
Guess what? They got a watermelon. They got a watermelon.
Tastes like a Jolly Rancher.
Really? Oh, yeah. he sells it, so.
That's our number one.
Yeah, watermelon? Yep. Yeah, buddy.
Behind that's a strawberry apricot. Tastes like a fruit roll.
That one is fuck. Oh, that one's dope.
Yeah.
That
it's so good. Yeah.
I'm not a Red Bull advocate, but I definitely have a couple of myself.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go. See? I like Red Bull. I mean, I think I do anyway, a little bit.
A little bit.
I haven't had that shit in probably 20 years, but.
You're fine.
No, it's true. It's something that I don't do.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so I don't do. Anyway, yo, we're talking about Oktoberfest because Oktoberfest is here. I don't know if anybody knows what Oktoberfest is, but Alan, why don't you explain to the people what Oktoberfest is? Because a lot of people don't know.
So it's one of the older styles that's been brewed to this day from 1516 in Bitburger, Germany. Mm. So it abides by the purity law of 4 ingredients, hops, water, malt, yeast. Damn, that is a tongue twister.
Yeah.
But the German purity law is how you make traditional styles no matter what.
Right.
It's definitely a Marzen or a beer. Light copper tones, light body, or you can go heavier copper colors with depending on how much malt you put in there with everything. But generally sweet tones like caramel, vanilla, toffee, butterscotch, maybe some fig depending on like what kind of malt you use.
Right.
Other than that, it's a festival. It's become such a giant festival
of
bonding between friends, family,
totally
brothers, sisters, everything with shit tons of food and endless memories left and right. It's just a ball of fun.
Now, Oktoberfest is huge. Like, I mean, if you look on the internet right now, you type in Oktoberfest, you'll see all the gatherings going on, all the breweries are... Like, people are, like, wearing, like, you know, traditional German-style clothes and getting their hair done different like the Germans back in the day. Like, it's a huge deal. Like, Oktoberfest is a huge deal. What is this? What is this you're pouring right here, Alan?
So I cracked open Shiner's Oktoberfest. Probably one of the better Marzen styles.
Cause, it is a Marzen, yeah.
Shiner is traditionally German.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they stick to their standards, and everything is light, easy drinking for any style they make. Light bodies all around. Good, heavy flavors, depending on what style they make. But for what they are, I think Shiner's probably one of the better ones that's produced out in this market or right. all around. For a bigger brand, I think it's one of the better ones. It's consistent,
yeah,
and just on par.
It's always good. How's it selling? How's it selling around here?
It doesn't move as fast as Sam Adams, which is the biggest one.
Sam mm-hmm. Adams, but shit, yeah,
Shiner's Oktoberfest has a lot of power behind it. It goes in good waves.
When you were talking about the ingredients, so are Oktoberfest beers malt liquors?
Nope.
Oh, because I heard you mention that they had malt in them.
I thought he said something like Marsden. What is that?
That's a style. It's a style of beer.
It's a style of beer.
Yep.
A style like the way they make it?
Yep. So there's lagers, pilsners, IPAs, right. session IPAs. It's in that category. It's
just okay, gotcha.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Just another style of that particular beer.
Yep.
Okay. Call it Marsden's, yep.
So it's malt-based, but they're all... it's just hops, water, malt, and yeast, the four traditional ingredients just to make beer, and that's all they do.
Okay. Right.
And then they just pick the different types of hops, and hops, waters, and malts they want to use. Water's traditionally the same.
Right.
In Germany, they use it for everything they use.
Everything, yeah.
But depends on where you are around the world. Water varies depending on how good or how bad it is.
Exactly. And
the kind of minerals are running through it.
It's kind of like when I was in Colorado. Their water runs off the mountains there.
Yep.
So the water's super good and tasty.
Like in Golden Valley for Coors Light.
Yeah, Coors Light.
I had a really bad experience with water in Mexico.
Yeah, that's just... Well, there's a lot of goodies flowing through that.
Well, if you drink the water in Mexico, you deserve what you got.
I didn't drink the water, but I think it was maybe the ice that they were putting in.
Oh, stuff. Yes, ice, yes. Yeah, you got to bring your own ice, too.
Yeah.
Damn.
Make it in your room. That's what I do.
And just bring bottled water all the time.
Yeah, bring a bottle of water all the time. Just get out of there. But what do you think of this beer, guys? Hey, no, Rosé, you don't drink a lot. You drink a lot of beer? You said you don't drink a lot of beer, do you?
Not too much. You know, if I do, I enjoy a Heineken. Heineken is like my go-to right now.
Heineken's good.
It's just a good beer, man.
Yeah.
Heineken's just a good beer.
Yeah, and this right here, it's actually good. I definitely like it. Yeah. I like the body of it. I can taste that those hops that you were talking about.
That nice caramel tone kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A little bit of toffee.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to wonder what that was. I was trying to figure it out. I'm like, what is that taste?
Yep.
Yeah, that's smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely smooth.
Right? Yeah, that's
a good beer. It
leaves a nice little rich film of character on the back of the tongue. So
aftertaste.
It stays nice.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you on that.
I'm having a hard time tasting it because I got a cold.
Hey,
just start sipping it through your nose.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Your taste is going?
Yeah. Listen, my taste is gone. Hey, you know what? Hey, listen. So anyway, so I'm sick. I'm under the weather. I went to the doctor today to get some doctor stuff done, right? You know, it's always weird when some grown-ass man is touching your private parts. It's freaking weird, yo.
Cough.
Yeah, right? It's just weird. It's all weird. But it's shit you got to get done, right? But so I'm telling my doctor today, like, how I got a cold and I feel like shit.
And you're like, why are you looking me in the eyes?
Right. And then he's, right.
Tell me again. Say it one more time.
So my shit is like, my nose is running and shit. He's just looking at me, you know, fucking poking around. It's awkward and shit. And I just kind of let it roll. Then I go, then normally when you go to the doctor, they all be like, oh, you should get a COVID test, right? But man, did he fucking dance around that shit today. He danced around that shit. So I go, yeah. I don't know what it could be. Yeah, apparently, you know, there's a hit of COVID coming again, right?
Yes.
Everybody's catching it, whatever, whatever. I could have this shit. You guys all got it now.
No, I don't know.
No, not with that machine we got in here.
$15,000 machine. What is he talking about?
Okay, so you guys won't get it then. That's awesome. Yeah.
I'm indestructible. I got Charlie Sheen Tiger blood running through me, so I'm fine. Right. I can't catch anything.
I don't think I'm going to catch
it. I fight off everything.
I don't think I have it anyway either, but if I did, it is what it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the funny part is that he bounced around that shit so much, he would not be like, let's get you a COVID test. Because a lot of doctors be like, hey, let's get you a COVID test, right? You know what this motherfucker did?
What?
Hey, here's a COVID test. You can test yourself at home.
You know he skated around that because it's Friday. He didn't want to do shit.
He wanted that shit. I'm trying to get out of here.
He skated around that shit. He gave me a fucking COVID test to take home with me.
Did you take it?
I'm going to take this shit after we done here. I'm going to go home and take this shit. I didn't want to come here and be like, yeah, I got COVID,
hey,
guys.
Y'all see, this is stay positive.
Yeah, it's just stay positive.
Why did you scribble it in there with a black Sharpie?
But I don't know why he gave. He just gave me one to take home with me. He didn't even test me.
It's the honor
system.
The
fuck is that?
Probably because if you tested, then he would have to start testing himself and wearing a mask and all that kind of stuff, too.
He don't want
to
know.
I was like, you know how much work he's going to have to put in that he's not wanted to do?
He fucking bounced around that shit. He's like, oh, here's a test. You know, you take this home test or whatever, try it out, you see what happens, you know, blah, 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 blah.
You got to call me back.
Yeah, I was like, I kind of looked at him like, damn, you just fucked me. You just fucked me with your smoothness right now. Like, you just really fucked the shit out of me with your smoothness.
He didn't even wine and dine you.
Yeah, no, he didn't take me out on a date or nothing. He just kind of was like, here, take that home with you and take a test there when you get home. I was like, oh shit.
But when my kids were sick out of daycare, you know, we took them to the doctor, you know, like kind of the urgent care thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, do you want to get a COVID test for them? We're like, no, because even if they test positive, what are we going to do?
It's no big shit.
There's
big
nothing you can do.
Yeah. Nothing at all.
They got a pill, though. Sit at home and wait it out.
Yeah.
They got a pill, though, you can take now.
Yeah.
They got a pill?
Yeah, they got a COVID pill. Queen Latifah told us.
A COVID pill?
Yeah, Queen Latifah.
Is it blue? Is it blue?
I've never seen it. I just seen Queen. I heard Queen Latifah in the commercial, and she was like, hey, guess what? They got a pill for it.
I was going to say, because if it's blue, they're giving you Viagra, man.
Hey, check it out, though. I want to Google if you think I'm tripping.
I want a pill for everything. Fuck it, right? Anyway, he bounced around that shit, so I was cool with it. I'll take the shit later. I feel like shit. Paul said he feel like shit today. I don't know. I've been going through. You feel okay, right?
I'm good. I'm just sore because I've been running around hauling shit and doing everything all day.
No. You know me. I went to the doctor, and then I fucking went to the gym. That's just who I am, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, fuck it. I just go work out.
I need to work out.
But it's all good, you know. But anyway, we're doing Oktoberfest here. We're talking about Oktoberfest beer. Of course, I don't know if you've been Have you ever listened to our show, Rosé?
This would be the first show I've witnessed. I've seen you guys on there. I haven't went through them yet.
So we bounce around on topics of any beer that we try, and then of course we always go off topic and talk about all kinds of shit. And while we're off topic, I don't know if you guys care, but Rosé might know about this, but I was happy to see Deion Sanders' college team win on last week.
They did won. Their damn thing.
Yeah, his motivational speech is viral.
Fuck yeah.
Everyone's using it in any reel. It is
I
great. Use it. Look at me.
Yeah, I used it on my reel when I was working out. You seen my reel when I was doing my fucking shoulder workout?
You know how fucking motivational that is? Like, you know when you were getting jacked up? Yeah. Just like, I can hear Deion Sanders yelling at me right here. Like, that man will make you grind.
Yo, listen.
That's awesome.
I fucking, when I listen to his speeches, I hear him talk to his team, and he'd be like, they don't believe we coming. We coming.
Yes.
We here. Mm-hmm. I believe. Do you believe? And the team be like, we believe.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a mind fuck almost a little bit.
It is.
And I swear to God, when I was looking at it, I was like,
you was getting fucked. You were like, yeah.
No, I was like, I believe, yo. I believe this shit.
And that's the best part. He's in Colorado, of all things.
He's in Colorado.
With his son.
And he's got a
college team. Two of them.
Yeah.
And so the cool part about Deion Sanders, I don't know if you follow it at all.
No.
So the cool, you know who Deion Sanders is, right? Deion Sanders, great baseball player, great football player, like top 50 athlete of all time.
Doesn't he have two of his kids on the team, too? Yes. One's a quarterback and one's like a
quarterback.
Back.
No, one's a quarterback. He plays defense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the other one's the quarterback.
Yep. Yeah.
And the cool part about his kids, they're super good. They're going to make the NFL. They're good. But the cool part about that is that his kid that's the quarterback, a lot of colleges, you know, kind of like shunned him. They kind of gave him the cold shoulder. They give him the cold shoulders at camps, all kind of stuff. And just so happened, they were playing TCU, Texas Christian, who went to the championship last year in college football.
Mm-hmm.
And they lost in the championship. However, the offensive coordinator for that team was at a bunch of camps that Deion Sanders' kid was at. So in the process of him being in the camps, they noticed that particular coach never really came to work with his son at all. He worked with all the other kids. But for some reason, he kind of like shunned Deion Sanders' kid a little bit. And Deion Sanders said he noticed it. And, you know, he's a man of integrity. He's going to tell you. He said, that ain't cool. And you're going to pay for that. You're going to see that you looked over the wrong kid. Now, if Tom Brady has his own brand, and Tom Brady's biggest client is Deion Sanders' kid, Shador Sanders, who's the quarterback. So Shador does a lot of quarterback stuff with Tom Brady. They're like friends and business partners.
I would not like that combination because Tom Brady is one of the best minds for football.
Exactly.
And he scares me with how much he can think in less than 2 seconds.
So all the football, you know, the old school guys in football, Deion Sanders is not going to win. Colorado pay him too much money. They all had him to lose at least by 21 points against Texas Christian because they went to the championship last year. So they figure, you know, they're going to lose. Ha ha on you, Deion. Y'all going to lose. What they do? They shootout. Win. They win 45-42. They mm-hmm. beat them 45-42.
That's a game.
Right.
They shoot, man. They were just going.
It was a very good game. But this is the biggest thing. His son, Shador Sanders, Shador, the quarterback, the one that everybody, the other coaches shun off and who Tom Brady is like 1,000% behind because Tom Brady said the kid got things you can't give that kid. That kid just got something inside of him mm-hmm. that you can't coach. Mm-hmm. It's just something about him that he's just special. 510 yards passing.
Yeah, buddy.
Four touchdowns, 510 yards passing. The biggest... Probably top five ever in college. 510 yards. You know how many yards that is to throw in football?
510.
500. That's a lot. That's a fucking lot. That's a
I'm
lot.
Glad you got the math facts on there.
No, that's a lot. So I was impressed. And whatever Deion Sanders is doing, I'm behind that shit 1,000%. I really believe that Deion Sanders. It's just I don't know. I believe him when he say he gonna go somewhere and win and do something.
And he
so
do
far,
it.
He's done it.
I'm talking about everything that Deion Sanders put himself into. If like you said, those motivational things he always talked about, even when any team he was with,
absolutely,
he had that same characteristic. I'm gonna do it.
Absolutely.
And I think we all should have that, regardless of what we want to do. Do it.
There you go. All anyway, right. back to the beer because you
October
know
we always Fest, baby.
We always go off key, but I had to give Deion Sanders his love, and the Colorado Buffaloes. I hope they win tomorrow. I think they play tomorrow. They play Nebraska tomorrow. So, what you got there, Alan?
Nebraska's a tough team, too, always.
Yeah, they're always a good football team.
I've got now a traditional German beer from Paulaner. It is their Oktoberfest beer. So, there's two styles out right now. There's a Marzen, which they have, and their beer, their Oktoberfest beer, just traditional one.
Right.
Mm. The Marzen is on tap at...
Parrot's K.
The Parrot's K right now. Thank you.
Shout out to them wings at Paris K.
it's on tap. It's going to be on tap at a few more places come up. Oh, it'll be on Jail Beers when Oktoberfest kicks in next week.
Oh, I know what I meant to ask you, Alan. Just off topic of the Oktoberfest.
That's light colored.
I noticed that. Are we going to be getting any of the new stouts from Toppling Goliath, that vanilla bean one? Are we going to be getting any new stouts this way?
Not if you can convince the distributor to bring them up because. They'll just bring in the same ones.
They keep getting the same ones. They recently put out a couple of good ones.
If they get any specialties, it will only probably be in kegs. And I can tell you it's only going to go to maybe the Moose, Jail Beers, and that will probably be it. Just because how much they push in volume.
Yeah.
But I know they got a few. I know their stouts are coming soon, which are delicious.
You know what? I'm a big fan of anything Toppling Goliath, and I know they got the Toppling Goliath. They got the Kentucky Branch Stout.
Yeah,
that's coming out.
You won't get that around here.
And then they got the Toppling Goliath, the Vanilla Bean Assassin. That's the one I like too.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. Assassins don't come around here. Minneapolis. Never. Minneapolis is gonna be the closest.
They get them in Minneapolis. You know, it was weird. I was actually in because it's Toppling Goliath in Iowa.
Yeah,
I was actually in Iowa and. When I was in Sioux City, Iowa, nobody knew what Toppling Goliath was.
Yeah.
I was like, how do you not know what Toppling Goliath is? It's funny, only one of the best beer makers in America.
They're now ranked in the top 10 for craft breweries. They're in the top 10 for quality and what they make.
They make good beer. But back to this this Oktoberfest beer here.
This is light and smooth.
Yeah, for a different one from the same brewery.
Yeah.
Yeah, their German beers are killer.
And this is an Oktoberfest as well?
Yep, this is another one. There's two styles. So the Marzen is the same color as the Shiner.
Okay.
This one is just a traditional Oktoberfest beer. So light body. Everything.
Definitely
all light. Germans make light body beers for Oktoberfest, but you can drink like a ton of them.
Yeah, you can. This is actually a really good beer.
Yeah.
This is very
smooth. I get that smoothness as well. I think I like the Shiner, though.
There's 12 packs of both Polliners at Happy Harry's. This is a 16-ounce can or more.
Yeah.
Mm. This is at Happy Harry's in 4 packs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. What does that cost? What's the cost of that?
You know?
$12.
Oh, that's
for
not bad.
For a 4-pack. For
16 ounces?
And yeah. For a 12-pack, it's probably $16 for a 12-pack of bottles.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, and they're good, right? And you can just drink both of them that good. There's a third one, but it's got it's a light version of one Polliner brand. I do not remember what it is because there's three different Polliners out every time we get this type of season.
Right.
But they are all killers.
And we got some Bemidji Oktoberfest here too today,
huh? Yeah. Got to give them a little bit of love.
Yeah, Bemidji's awesome. I love Bemidji. Bemidji makes great beer.
Steph
is that Bemidji, Minnesota?
Yes. Yep. Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Steph is their sales manager for them. She was just here yesterday too. She was running around doing samples of Oktoberfest and Autumn IPA.
Right.
She's an awesome person. She's really cool to work with. And Bemidji has nothing but good beer. So everything they make just sells like crazy.
Nah, they've been doing well. And you know what?
They're over 10 years old, too.
They are. Mm. And the cans are simple.
Yeah.
Nothing spectacular. And always just a simple can.
All their beers are light, easy.
Yeah. And easy drinking
beer. Yep. Nothing about them is going to make you feel full. A six-pack is a good deal, too. $10 for a six-pack.
They always, actually, their beer is always affordable, which I really like. But their beer is always good, too. They had that little pineapple beer in the summer.
Yeah. Every season they do an IPA.
Okay.
So they have a spring, summer, autumn, and fall.
Yeah. Okay.
The summer one's a mango IPA.
Yeah.
It's really good. The spring one's a hazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
The fall is is an autumn IPA, so it's a little bit heavier, more malt body, rich character.
Yeah.
Got a nice sharper bite. The fall one is, or sorry, the winter one's an apricot IPA.
Apricot. It's really good. Taste that.
It's tasty.
It's wild.
Yeah, Bemidji makes amazing beer. Yep. They really, I don't know, they seem to just get better and better every year.
Yep. So during Oktoberfest at these breweries, do they have the girls that carry like
the steins?
Eight of them all at once?
Sometimes. I wish they could carry 8 steins. I've seen it done.
I've seen it done,
Never around here.
That's impressive.
It is. I'd like to get some steins going again for Oktoberfest season because I got a couple things lined up already that I'm gonna.
You know, we talking about the glasses.
Yep.
Yeah, we could actually order our own to get our Brew Brothers logo on it. I've looked into all of that. I've been looking into the steins and all that. Last year, Half Brothers made some steins.
Yep. I got a bunch of Sam Adams ones because Sam Adams does always big events with them. You
should bring a couple here so I can take one home with me.
I'll see what I can do. Sneak some out of the warehouse.
Yeah. Don't tell nobody.
I nobody at all.
I feel bad for the guy that girl jerks off.
Wow. Let's drink to that. Let's drink to that.
I need some more beer.
Big shout out to Grand Cities Mall here.
Shout out.
Me and Paul always have the best seat in the house, right, Paul?
Thank you.
We can see all the ladies walk by when they be walking by in their little tights.
I'm walking their ass off, too, literally.
No, they didn't walk their ass off. It's a lot of ass. Anyway. Oh, I'm sorry. Y'all can help me. I can't help it, man. You know, I mean, we're not dead, right, Paul?
No.
We're alive.
We're still alive, right? You know.
Yeah, I mean, I love it.
Alan's married. Paul is married. I'm not.
I'm single. Single in the dollar bill. Don't tell nobody else.
He said he's single like a dollar bill.
keep it on the hush.
Keep it on the hush. Shh. Don't tell nobody. Rose's not married.
Yeah.
He's single.
One day, though.
Hey, you know what? Marriage is not a bad. It's a great institution.
Yep.
Just not the institution I'm going to subscribe to.
Mm.
It's okay. I mean, I mean, you never know. One day, you know what? This is how I always say I'll get married someday, right? This is how I'll get married. One day, we'll come and record, and then y'all go, hey, what'd you do this past weekend, Shannon? And I go, oh, I got married. That's it.
Nobody know nothing.
Yeah, that's how it would happen. Oh, I just got married this weekend. No big deal.
Yeah, I love her.
Yeah, you know, that's it. Yeah, that's how I imagine I'll get married, but we'll see, you know.
She promised me a car for our wedding anniversary.
Yeah, that's all I want.
She's going to give you a Matchbox car instead of the ring.
Hey, listen. These days, you don't even have to buy a ring these days. You could just get one of those little rubber ones.
Yeah.
It's official.
I have plenty of those, and I still lose those because I get hot, and I run hot, and I sweat.
Right.
These things just slide off my fingers when I'm working. I'm like, I lose a ton of those probably.
Yeah, that's all right.
I put one of those on when I was in Mexico because they said the you know, your normal ring.
Yep. Yeah.
Just the way that the water, like.
Oh, it'll eat through it.
Yeah.
No, it literally just takes it right off your finger.
Oh, really? I thought it was like
eat through it.
And so I got one of those rubber ones, and it was really. It even did it to that rubber one. Shit,
oh, okay.
And I found out about it because my brother was down there, and he had like a $8,000 ring that from his marriage.
Yeah.
And he didn't want to tell his wife, but he lost that shit at the bottom of the
ocean. He lost the $8,000 ring?
Yep.
Ouch. I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. I ain't never buying you no $10,000 ring.
But she's worth it.
Fuck that.
if you get that, I want equal in the ring.
Listen,
just because
$10,000 is that's a fucking trip to Mexico like four times.
Yeah,
and have a good time.
Yeah, why would I spend $10,000 on a ring?
Because she says she's worth it.
Fuck that. I'm sorry. Does that sound bad? I mean, am I being chauvinistic for being like, fuck that? I'm not buying.
Not at all.
I'm not buying any woman a $10,000 ring, $20. Even if I got it, I'm still not doing it.
It's the same with these people that buy these Escalades.
I'd rather buy
$90,000 for a car. No.
I'd rather build memories because, like, I can. Yeah. The more memories I have, it's way more fun to do.
Exactly.
But then when she look at that rock, she gonna be like, "Damn,
fuck that rock, that rock." Rosé, don't do it, Rosé. If you want an expensive ring, marry Rosé because I ain't getting.
I promise. I'm going to the bubblegum machine.
Yeah,
If you do get the $10,000 one though, put it on financing with a 17% interest rate. Wow.
It's probably the best way.
You're guaranteed to make that ring worth it.
I'm sorry. I don't understand any man that will buy a woman a ring over 10 grand married.
You know, I've never got to that level of marrying a woman yet, but I've definitely bought like promise rings and things like that.
A promise ring?
Yeah, promise.
You
promise,
that guy?
I promise I'm going to be with you.
Oh, no, hell no. We know why Rosé's single now.
I promise we're going to be together.
Listen, true story. I know a couple of ladies in their 40s and 50s that they date guys that got them promise rings.
This was when I was 16.
Oh, 17. Exactly. They 40 and 50.
At least yours is more justified.
Yeah, 16-year-old.
I'm never doing it again.
That just sounds like some shit a 16-year-old would do.
Yeah.
I love it.
If you're in your 40s and you're 50... In your 50s, if some guy buy you a ring to promise you that he going to be with you, get rid of his ass. Because that motherfucker is not trying to keep you because he would give you a ring to marry you. Why would he give you a promise ring?
What kind of? I just want you to look forward to something in the future. Nah, you know?
What kind of 40 or 50-year-old man?
This a down payment on the good pussy. You know what I'm saying? You give me a little pussy right now. This is a down payment on the good pussy later on.
Nope.
You know what I'm saying?
I ain't doing it. We ain't doing it.
All right, so beer.
Anyway, back to beer. That's a good beer. Hey, listen, I wouldn't do it. Would you do it, Alan? Alan's married already. How many years you been married, Alan? Oh, he don't know that shit right off rip?
Damn.
Oh, you fuck. You must be six.
I hope she's not looking.
No, listening. Does she listen to us sometimes?
She has not yet.
She has not yet?
That's no, okay. She's too busy.
This will be the one show she does.
I know, right?
It's gonna be.
That's gonna fucking happen.
And she gonna look at you. And she ain't gonna say nothing that she looked at. She just gonna look at you like, oh, for real?
Yeah.
No, she gonna do. She gonna leave little sixes all around the house just to remind
you. Know, it's been eight, right?
Yeah, it's eight. Yeah, you said six. It's been longer than six. Hey, listen, I don't care. How many years you been married, Paul?
It'll be six on the 30th.
Six guys.
So probably five.
Yeah.
Right. He's not gonna cover my ass right now because I know she's gonna look at it.
Hey, listen, marriage is a great institution and a great thing to do. And you know, if you get a chance to get married, I say you know, you go for it. You find the one you love and you be with the rest of your life.
That sounds so good, man, but it's so hard. Oh man, shit. I don't even want to think. I be wanting it, but then it'd be like, you meet these ladies these days, man. I'm talking about, you know, we know we all fucked up. I guess you gotta find somebody just, you know, the fucked upness you can deal with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But they be fucked up.
We're all damaged though here.
Yeah, I agree with you. We all got baggage and all that come stuff.
Yeah, we're all damaged goods.
I'm gonna make a bank off of our swear jar here today.
I was just saying, I hope you have one.
I never swore.
I don't even
I never swear. I know Rosé said pussy today. I know that but definitely you know, came out.
Pussy? I don't remember that. Why are you telling everybody?
Look how well Oktoberfest made you forget things and just go back to
Oktoberfest. Now, what are we drinking here? We're drinking a Bemidji Oktoberfest?
Yeah, since we were just talking about them, yeah. I figured I'd crack open this wonderful Oktoberfest for us.
Why not, yo? Why not? Bemidji's an awesome brewery. If you haven't had a chance to go down to Bemidji, just to visit Bemidji. Bemidji's a really nice place to visit.
Yeah.
They have great hotels overlooking the lake and all that.
Oh, yeah.
In Bemidji?
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful there. It's a very beautiful place to visit.
There's a lot of lakes. And so downtown Bemidji is really fun. There's Bridges is Irish pub.
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome place. Good food. They have good. It's a good environment in there. Nice.
Okay.
What's the breakfast place we ate at, Alan?
That's Red Stew.
Red Stew is the shit.
So 209 bar there and Red Stew are connected.
Yep.
And you could walk between the two buildings.
Yeah.
Mm. But Red Stew has fantastic breakfast.
Oh my God.
Bless.
They'll make you a caramel about two of your heads.
Yeah.
They make what?
A cum roll, it's the size of two of your heads.
Damn, that's a big-ass cum roll.
Yeah, yeah, it's really good.
That's an appetizer.
That's an appetizer. What the? Yes, yes, it is.
Yeah, buddy.
If you haven't been to Red Stew in Bemidji, you should go visit it. Red Stew is amazing.
And shout out.
Food.
So the paintings on the side of the building when you walk in, it's all mustaches.
Yeah, it's all mustaches.
It's cool as hell.
Definitely different. That's what it's about.
And they make all their food from scratch. Like they're baking all the time in there.
Yeah, they bake. As soon as you walk into the place, it smells.
You smell
like,
it like, yeah.
Amazing.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's like, that's good spot. Shit.
You know, it's
now, what's that? Red Stew?
Red Stew.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I got to do Bemidji. Yep. I think this is what I did hear about Bemidji, like in the fall time, once everything starts to turn,
yeah,
they got a nice little line and just so beautiful. It's just like
it is.
Yep.
Yeah,
they do have the highest crime per capita in Minnesota, though.
That's
Bemidji.
That's the shitty part about Bemidji. That's the biggest downfall for them.
Yeah, they're methed out over there.
Oh yeah, meth taking over.
Yeah,
it's been taking over,
and it's a reservation out there too.
Oh,
so that doesn't help either, but. Out of everyone I've been out, every time I've gone out there and I've worked out there, it's been nothing but good times.
Yeah,
bless.
Summertime is the best because they have dragon boat races.
They do, yeah.
Who?
Dragon boat races?
Yeah.
You know what that is?
No.
They take these long, so it's a team. So
like a Chinese stuff where they had the boats to go like this on the ends.
Yeah. And it's like a rowing for Olympic, it's like Olympic rowing.
Yeah.
It's teams.
Oh, that's dope.
And they're dragon boats. They do them on Lake Bemidji. They just go the whole thing.
Y'all give me some culture.
It's cool as hell, man.
No, they do dragon boat. They do the dragon boat thing up in Winnipeg too.
Yep.
It's huge up there. Dragon boat in the Red River. You know they do it up there, but it looks cooler in the lake in Bemidji though.
And if you're there too, Keg and Cork is really good. Another Irish power down there.
Bemidji's good, man. Bemidji's a really nice place.
There's Fozzie's there. It's good barbecue and everything.
Yeah.
Shout out to Bemidji.
Good beer too.
Yeah, that's what I'm about to say. Shout out to Bemidji Oktoberfest.
What do you guys think of the beer?
Hey, this beer is good. It's a little bit heavier and got more of a bready, biscuity feel.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure that out. You just named. I was like, definitely different from the first one.
It's a little bit heavier tone to it and body, but you still got a lot of rich characteristics all the way through it.
Definitely rich.
Oh, that's a good beer. Bemidji makes good beer, man. They're consistent.
Yep.
They don't mess it up. They kind of got a formula and they stick to it.
Yeah.
So I like breweries that do that.
And their beers are really good price too.
They are good. Like,
$10,
like I said,
$10 for a six pack.
Six pack.
Cans doesn't
matter.
Bottles.
Cans. Doesn't matter what style it is, they're all $9.99.
It's all $9.99, $10. It's always $10 for six beers, and you can't go wrong.
I'm about to say you can't go wrong with $10 for six beers, especially a quality beer though.
Yeah,
yeah, exactly. It is always the same. Like you know, they're consistent, and I like consistency. Yeah. You know, every now and then they take a chance on something. They try something different.
So the one that they do different every year, it's when they do their porters, when that comes out.
I like
every
the
time
porter. Yes. The double porter.
Yep. So they do their stout, and then they do a porter, and then they do a double porter.
Yeah.
And that one's a four pack. That one's probably $14 at the most.
It's cheap. Yeah.
But, okay, it's time to learn. I'm sorry to cut you off. Porter, double porter. Yep. What's that?
So porter. So stouts. Porters are a lighter version of a stout.
Yeah.
Porters are more porters are just flavors like. Heavier tones of malt, so you get and oats and everything. So
okay,
depends on which style, which burrito wants to do what for a porter, but like,
okay,
they're usually caramely, fudgy.
Okay,
there's caramel tones in there, but like you pick a more fudge, dark chocolate, vanilla.
Okay, that's more of a porter. Yep. So
and it's dark beer also.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. That's what I think because I was telling them earlier I had a taste of Guinness.
Yep.
My first time tasting Guinness, I was chasing beers, but Guinness didn't hit me. Like, it wasn't one of those beers like, you know what? I just want to go have me a Guinness.
Yep. Guinness is very bready, but it's very light body, and it's got that dark look.
Mm-hmm.
But it drink. It says it's light like a domestic is.
It didn't taste like that.
But
to
it's
me.
Not the.
It tasted heavy to me.
It's not a. Not my favorite. I like the extra stout better, which mm-hmm. has got you'd like that one more if you mm-hmm. want a more true flavor of
yeah.
Guinness.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. Okay.
So you know, of course, being in a relationship with a Jamaican woman for so many years,
mm.
Jamaicans love Guinness stout, of course.
But it's good to cook with too.
Yeah,
it's good to cook anything.
With. I see. But they, I watch HGTV a lot.
You know, the Jamaicans put. You know, normally when I was in a relationship with a Jamaican woman, she would put condensed milk inside yep. The Guinness.
In the Guinness,
and stir it up. Shit was so good, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, "What are you
what
doing?"
What the
yeah. condensed milk inside yeah. of Guinness is fucking.
Shut the front door.
Yeah. No, it's really good. You know about that.
Yep.
Yeah, it's really good. It just gives it a. Another flavor of it.
Yep.
It's,
okay.
still, it's still dark, but it kind of got like a little vanilla. That vanilla-ish
extra.
Taste. Yeah.
The extra.
Yep.
Well, I don't know if they'll bring it back this year, but Bemidji does their double porter.
Yes.
And 1 year they did with coconut. They did toasted coconut.
I know they did toasted coconut. Yeah. It was good. Toasted yeah. coconut. I hope yep. they bring that back. Bemidji, if you're listening,
check it out.
We'll make sure we give you a shout out on our Brew Brothers Instagram and say, hey, bring back that porter with the coconut in it. That was good. Actually, that was really a good beer, actually.
Yeah.
Just like I always mention, I always miss January Thaw from Half Brothers.
January Thaw.
January Thaw was a stout that had lots of coconut in it, too.
I think Brothers is here, right?
Yeah, Half Brothers is here.
Yep, downtown.
I think Chad told me they had bags and bags of the toasted coconut, the marshmallows and all of that.
Yeah.
He said he used a whole bunch of it. But, yeah, I don't know. I just got this thing. I love coconut. And I love chocolate. So,
I love marshmallow.
Yeah, I love marshmallows. Like I literally, whenever I go up to Winnipeg, I always get a couple of packs of toasted marshmallows. They sell toasted marshmallows at the Forks there. I don't know if you know what the Forks is, but yep. it's like central Winnipeg. It's right downtown. And
I heard of it.
Yeah,
when I was talking about going out there, they were saying a lot about the Forks. I'm like, damn, okay, the Forks.
Yeah, yeah, the Forks. You can buy everything the there. Yeah. No, the Forks is an amazing place because it has like a bunch of food places. Bunch of you know you could buy it's beer there now they before they never had all that stuff there now but they have everything there now you could buy every beer brand that's in Winnipeg all the breweries there
yeah.
sell their beer at the
Hell Forks. Yeah,
yeah okay. So it's pretty cool. Shout out to Full Geek. I got a Full Geek shirt on today.
Oh,
I
shout like out that. Shout out
little Full alien
Geek.
On there.
Yeah, it's cool, right? Yeah, Full Geek's all right, man.
Who Full Geek?
Full Geek's a brewery up in Winnipeg.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And they actually support us really nice. They gave us some beer and
yeah.
And they come to town every now and then because Winnipeg's only 2.5 hours
true,
away.
True. True. So, that's why I want to go so I can say I'm international.
What you got there now, Alan?
So we're gonna do a pumpkin beer since we ran out of Oktoberfest this time, but we'll have more later.
Ooh. What do they got a sweet potato beer?
This is pumpkin.
That'll be different.
There are some that use pumpkin, like sweet potato yams.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah.
But they use candy yams, too.
They use candy yams.
Yeah.
So pumpkin is an imperial stout. Ale.
Is it a stout or
ale? It's an ale.
It's an imperial ale?
So the stout is called Warlock.
Oh, the Warlock one.
Yep. That's the dark that's the dark one.
Is that Southern Tier also?
Yep.
Southern Tier also makes one. Is it called a vanilla scoop one?
Yep.
They make a vanilla scoop
I like
one too.
Vanilla. That's I need to get me a what's a good, that one what's they, a good that vanilla
one,
here?
That so we, the one they did, the get. Vanilla one they did is yeah. with an ice cream shop in New York they partnered up with to make that beer.
Yeah. Okay.
It's, actually, you can find it. You can still go to Happy Harry's
yeah. mm-hmm.
and you can find a vanilla one.
Okay, I'm definitely, that's, yeah, that might be really the beer for this weekend,
yeah.
Damn.
It's really good.
But, yeah, so pumpkin makes a few every year, and so this the pumpkin is their standard when they release it for this time of the year.
They do.
They make one called Warlock. It's an imperial stout with pumpkin in there, so it's like a drinking a chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, mm. Nice.
I know they released this year a caramel pumpkin.
Ooh.
Mm.
And they do nitro versions of this as well, so it's wild. When you nitro it.
Yeah.
You get a lot more creamy texture out of it, and so you can pick up a lot of different flavors, too.
It's a nitro.
Nice. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just happened to come across that.
Ugly sweater. Check it out. Ugly sweater. Got that chocolate.
So what are we doing? The pumpkin?
Yep. I just cracked that bad boy open.
Yeah. So, hey, Oktoberfest beer was awesome, right?
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah. I'm going to say the Bemidji was probably the better of the three, maybe, I think. For me, anyway. I don't know.
The Bemidji one is like never... They never do anything wrong at all. But if I'm drinking Oktoberfest, I'm sticking with tradition, no matter what. So yeah. Paulaner's my go-to.
Paulaner, yeah.
They make good Paulaner beer. Yeah, Paulaner was good. Definitely
the They Paulaner. Make good beer. They do. What'd you think of the beer so far, Alan. Paul?
Well, I like the one that was named after me.
That's how you feel, Alan.
My bad.
Yo, did you hear what Paul said? Paul said, I like the one that's named after me.
Of course.
Hell yeah.
The Pauliner.
The Pauliner. That's a good beer. That's actually a good name for a beer, too, right?
It kind of looks like me.
Yeah.
Damn.
That is. Right.
It's like drinking pumpkin pie, isn't it? It's
and I don't even like pumpkin pie, but I like this.
It's a lot of pumpkin, vanilla.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Definitely taste that vanilla.
But it's a lot of this, like, you can get cinnamon with that, too.
Oh, yeah. Damn. This ain't, yeah. You don't like that, Paul?
Oh, I do not like that.
See, the problem with Paul... Paul don't have no culture. That's why, yo. His culture. His
that was awful.
Paul yeah, but this, this one's more acquired than anything.
Let's put it around. They appreciate it. Appreciate it.
Pumpkin's one of those, like...
At least I know I don't have COVID. Bad.
Yeah, you have to like pumpkin a lot. That's the honest part.
I don't like pumpkin.
Not everybody makes, but not everybody makes good pumpkin beer. But there are quite a few pumpkin beers that are very, very good.
That tastes like pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
But I'm not a fan of pumpkin pie either.
There it is.
So,
what, you like sweet potato pie?
I don't know if I've ever had it.
Wow.
It's not often like you find people that will make sweet potato pie around here.
Wow.
I grew up with it. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not too big around here unless like you have a unless you know about it, you had a grandma who
pumpkin's big around here.
Yeah, it is. I agree with
like,
you.
I like sweet trust me, I like sweet potatoes better than pumpkin.
Me too.
But if I'm like the South is big for sweet potato pie.
Yes, it is.
That's what I
But they'll have you ever had sweet potato pie? They'll drizzle it with caramel.
Never?
Yeah. That's what I was saying. I'm like, whoa.
Well, so like down in the South too, they'll drizzle it with chocolate, caramel, vanilla, and and top it off with marshmallows and toast them.
Listen,
when I go home, to Brooklyn,
you feel me?
Jennifer Schell, my mother.
You feel
me? You could call her up right now and ask her. That'd be kind of funny if we call my mother up on the phone.
We got to get on
We should arrange that because my mother's funny as hell. Yeah. My mother's funny as hell.
Can I give her shit?
You could.
Yes.
My mother's funny. Can we call people? Mm-hmm.
I know she'll probably just give it right back immediately.
We should call her. Can we call her
right now.
All you got to do is turn up the... it's got a Bluetooth to it. You can just call her from the business phone.
But
she probably won't answer that one.
She might. She'll see a 701. She might
All you need to do is just Bluetooth to the roadcaster.
How do I do that?
You want to do that another time?
He's like, no, we better call her right now.
Let's just do it, yo.
Let's just do it, baby.
Let's just do it, yo.
That's an Apple. How do you go?
That's what I'm saying. It's all about Androids, man.
Sam.
It's about Androids, man.
I can't do Apple.
I'm an Apple man.
He's Apple. You know what? I don't mind any of them. I don't mind. As long as the phone works, I could care less.
I agree.
As long as it works, I don't really care.
Yep. He's an Apple man.
My company, they all use Apple phones, and they want me to switch over, and I refuse because I don't want to use two. I don't want to switch technology over, or I don't want to use two different phones.
True, and you got to.
Yep. So
I'll just grab the business phone.
My company will pay me to use this. So they'll pay part of my bill.
And that's
I'll take that. Yeah,
I appreciate you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Your work pays your bill.
Yeah, they pay part of my bill because I'm using
my phone.
I'm using my phone to do work
to do stuff for work.
Yeah, because I don't want an iPhone. They keep trying real hard to get me one. And I just I don't want to
switch over. You take it.
Yeah.
You got a Samsung, right?
Yep.
I like Samsung. I had the Samsung. What you got, a Galaxy?
Yep, I got a 22 Ultra Plus.
Yeah, they all.
And I know the 23 is already out too.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And I'm pretty sure like the 24 is coming. Like,
of course, it's like the Apple 15 is around the corner.
It's coming for Christmas time probably.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to get that Christmas bundle.
See, I've never kept up with phones. I usually, me personally, I got a Galaxy S20.
Yeah.
And I usually spend $100 on my phone. That's how much my kids, my daughters, they're freaking Apple people, so they want the $1,500 phones and $1,000
phones. And the shitty part is they're almost close enough in price, but still,
it's crazy.
It's outrageous what you pay for a phone.
I'm paying $100 for a phone.
Will it come up here?
That's it. Should. And it's going to do everything.
Should hear it ring.
I don't hear it.
If it's connected.
It's not connected?
Nope.
Now
I hear it. Oh, shit. I hear it. There it is.
Should you be able to hear me?
Yeah.
Like, what up, mama?
Hold on a second. You gonna call the fuck? Let's just do it, right?
I'm just picturing her yelling, "What the fuck are you doing?"
I don't even know this number.
She probably 701. She probably like, "Damn."
Hello.
Hello.
Oh yeah, that's an answer machine.
Hey, Ma, this is Shannon. Where you at? I'm calling you from another number.
Pick up, please.
Pick up. All right. Well, I'll try you again later. All right. Okay. Bye. how you turn that off?
Hey, nothing be the failure but a try.
Yep.
Hold on a sec. She got to be home, yo.
He let me call from the crew phone. Hey, Yeah, pick this next phone number.
Yeah, she got it. I got
this thing. And I barely ever use it.
And that's
the
a $1,500 phone as well.
Yeah, but that's a folding one. That was really nice.
Yeah.
Oh, because it fold?
Yeah.
Except it's fold. Weird, though, because then all the menus change on it. Like, everything goes to different locations.
I've seen those when that. I was kind of weirded out because I'm like, how does this not, like, just mess itself up? But, like, switch with the screen.
So, yeah, even if I go to, like, Facebook. So now everything's on the side.
Yeah.
Instead of up top. And it totally beard. It's.
Well, we failed attempt there to call my mother, but she didn't answer. I don't know where the hell she is. She should be home, goddammit. You know, my mother's answer machine, she goes, "We're not home right now. Leave it." I'm like, "We're? Who the fuck is we're? You live by yourself. You got some dude there that you didn't tell me about?"
She is outside. Hanging out with everyone out there
in the neighborhood, probably, yo.
Just giving them a little tongue lash and be like, you know what? Get your shit together come over for some food.
Oh, yeah, come over for some food. My mom is the Mother Teresa of my neighborhood, bro.
Bless.
In the project, she's the Mother Teresa of the neighborhood. I always say, if you don't want to know the truth, then don't ask my mother, yo.
Hey, the truth shall set you free.
My mother will tell you in a second. People come to my mother's house like, you know, Miss Jennifer, so-and-so, you know, he be coming home late. He be doing that. She go, well, you need to leave his ass then. Just leave him. She said, he ain't worth your time. He fucking around. He coming home 3:00 in the morning.
But I love him. No. I love him.
No, my mother said, love don't.
He gave me a promise ring.
His name is Rosé.
Look at you start. Don't tell nobody else.
She said, my mother would be like, he gave you a promise ring. His name is Rosé. You need to leave his ass. Fuck
you just
that.
Had to bring up the past in you.
You got to leave his
don't
ass.
Don't tell nobody else, please. Yeah. I promised that we was going to go to the show next week.
No, we'll call my mom next show. We'll try my mother next show. We'll give her a notice so that she'd be home to answer the goddamn call. But
no,
anyway.
I understand the promise ring thing.
Yeah.
When you're like, you're kind of younger, mm-hmm. and you still want to go out and explore, see if, you know, there's somebody else that you might meet.
I was trying to lock the pussy in. That's what I gave up.
Well, no, the way I've heard about it.
I'm sorry, my fault. I got a quarter somewhere.
The way I've heard of it, though, is that, you know, then once they turn like 45 or 50 and they're still not with somebody, then they go back to the person that they were friends with. And that way they can share income and they have somebody to take over their property and stuff if they pass away.
If we're not married,
they do that because otherwise the government takes it all.
Yeah, sure.
Isn't that thing like on Seinfeld? If Jerry and Elaine make a pact, if we're not married by 40 this time, then we'll get married.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I was trying to call my mother because when I go home to New York, every time I go home, my mother makes me 4 sweet potato pies
on purpose,
right? So she makes me sweet potato pies. She'll make one regular.
Mm.
She'll make one with coconut.
Mm.
She'll make another one with coconut and marshmallow. She'll make probably 2 of those. And I swear to God, on anything, on this world, I eat all 4 of those motherfucking pies.
By himself.
By myself.
Don't share with nobody.
That's fucked up. I want the coconut marshmallow one right now.
That sounds good.
Coconut.
You know what? I would try to bring it on a plane, but they don't let you bring food on a plane, right? So no. I never get the chance to bring it home with them. I always say, I need some sweet potato pie.
I never had this before, but my wife made them, and they were good as hell. But zucchini muffins.
Yeah.
What?
Really? I've had those.
Zucchini muffins?
Never heard
of them the first time. I like zucchini, though.
You don't taste the zucchini when you're in this.
Yeah, you don't taste the zucchini in the muffin.
Mm. It keeps it more juicy and moist than anything for the bread.
Yeah,
because we grew the zucchinis in our backyard.
Yep. Give me some culture. That's what I'm talking about. I appreciate you.
It's like a friendship bread. You just leave bananas out and you let them get like mushy and brown. Then you get all the ingredients for making the bread and everything. You put them in a big bag with the mashed up bananas.
Yeah.
And you just let it rise and you just cook it like friendship bread.
We talking about beers though. Where the beer at?
We're drinking the Imperial Ale, right? Imperial Ale. What's an Imperial Ale, Alan?
That's the Pump King.
It's a double. So
ain't that the Pump King?
Yep, the Pump King.
Okay, yeah. Imperial Ale. So what's the difference between an India Pale Ale and an Imperial Ale?
So India Pale Ales are just straight up easy. They're just easier. Not easier really, but they're just IPAs.
Mm-hmm.
Imperial Ales are double. Either double the malt or double the hops. Usually double the hops to get the flavor up.
Get that Imperial.
Yep.
Okay, I got you.
So it doubles the alcohol and it doubles the flavor.
Yeah, Imperial.
So you get a little bit rich, heavier body, and you get a lot more, like, it could jump from like a 6% beer all the way up to like 8, 8.5.
Yeah, can't beat that.
Yeah, but you are going to feel a lot faster.
Look who's,
yeah.
Look who's called to be back.
Mama!
My mother.
Now she can get on now.
Nah, hold on a second. Hold on. Hey, Ma.
Yeah, what's up?
You know what, Ma? Nothing's up. I was recording my show. I'm recording my show, my beer show, my Brew Brothers show. I'm sitting here with Rose. He's from Chicago. I'm sitting here with Alan. And I'm sitting here with Paul. And we was talking about sweet potato pie. Paul's never had sweet potato pie. And I was bragging about your sweet potato pie. It's good, isn't it?
Said,
All I hear is, I haven't
made it in a long time.
I know you haven't made it in a long time. But my mother puts coconut and sometimes marshmallow in my sweet potato pies. And, hey, Ma, I was just telling the guys, I eat it all by myself, don't I?
Yes, absolutely.
See, you do
He's
that.
Selfish, Mama. You made him selfish.
you brought out his inner fat kid.
I'd make his older brother's plane, and I'd make Shannon's with coconut.
See that?
Everybody had their own pie.
See?
Blessings.
You got way more love.
I was a kid. See, I was spoiled. See,
go on here, Mama.
But anyway, we called you on our work phone so we could hear you live. But you missed us. I figured you were busy. I thought you was out. And of course, your phone always.
Oh, no, I couldn't. Brother was trying to get the phone for me. I couldn't find the phone.
Oh, okay. All right. There you go.
One of them, anyway. I got three, but I couldn't find.
My mother couldn't find her phone. all right. Well, anyway, I just wanted to chat with you for a second. But you know, Ma, we plan on calling you back another time. We're gonna have you on the show so everybody can get to know my mother.
I don't know about that.
Why not, Ma? You know what? Listen,
I don't know.
Ma, listen. You the type
You're
of lady.
On the show
you know what?
Right now.
You're on the show right now, but you the type of lady people should really know about. So before you leave this earth, everybody gonna know who Jennifer Schell is.
Blessings.
Yeah, right. They
see,
already do.
See, there she goes. See?
Shit,
they
Fuck
already
you,
do.
Man.
They
my
already
mom,
do.
Excuse me, Ma.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you,
yeah, I love you, Ma. I'll talk to you later.
Love you too.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right,
okay, bye. She turned on her little white voice. You heard her? Okay. I love you too.
Blessings, man. That's blessings, man.
That's what I always say. Listen, when I'm at work or whatever, I tell everybody, sometimes people come in and they're being professional, and I have to talk to the person like, you know, professional. And everybody go, oh, you hit him with your white voice. I'm like, yeah, this is my professional voice. Yes.
I have one of those as well.
That would drive me nuts when I was when I was serving tables and bartending.
Yeah.
You know, the waitresses will come over to your table and it's like, you don't talk like that normally. Why did your voice go up like 3 octaves when you came over here to take my order? Hi, how are you today? Is that how you talk to people? Like,
that's a different shit, right? That's that extra money voice, right?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, how you doing? How's everything going today? I'm trying to get this badass tip, you know?
I'm not trying to upsell you. I'm just trying to take your money.
It's time to take your money. That's it. Yeah. No, it's true, though. Anyway, that's my mother, guys, Jennifer Schell. She's hilarious. We'll have her on another time when we do it again, and we'll have her on your phone so we can hear her really good. My mom's hilarious. She changed the game. That's just all I can say. She changed
Appreciate it for sharing us with sharing her with us.
Oh, of course. Yeah, she's a good lady. Yo, she's super good. She raised 3 boys. Unfortunately, my older brother died. Actually, my older brother died 24 years ago yesterday. Yeah, he's been dead for 24 years. Mm. And unfortunately, he only had my older brother, Sean. He had one child, Brian, his son, who would be 31 last month. He died.
Damn.
He died just a few years ago. So, strangely enough, my mother had to bury a son.
And a son.
And her grandson.
Hey.
And his only child. So, his only child. So, that, you know what? I don't know how my mother does it. She's still living. I don't get it. She's still here. She had
for a purpose.
Well, she had every reason to be like giving up on life, right? Like, boom, I give up, you know? Mm-hmm. But she's still kicking. So, you know, we'll let her just keep kicking it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe we'll give her Oktoberfest beer. She'll kick it with one of those.
Do you need some more beer over there? Cracked open that one.
Nah, I don't think my mom drinks anymore. She doesn't drink. She stopped drinking like 20 something years ago.
That's fair.
I think the doctor came to her and said, listen, if you keep drinking and smoking, you might not live very long. She's like, fuck it, I'll just give it up. She just gave it up.
Not just go bye bye.
But I'm
not giving it up, though.
Yeah. I will throw this out there for a side note. on the beer side again. So
we got all serious and shit, then we back to beer.
We had to get serious for a second there.
Now back to beer.
So I've got two events lined up in end of September on the 20th and the 22nd.
Nice.
So I pulled Jail Beers to do an event with Fulton because my rep will be here.
Right.
Mm. So they'll have they'll have Lonely Blonde Lemon Shandy on tap.
Oh, nice.
Like say that one again.
Lonely Blonde Shandy.
Lonely Blonde Shandy. Yep. You know, but I never.
Lonely Blonde is the best. Was Lonely Blonde. For over 10 years, was the best blonde in the state of Minnesota made.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Then I've got their first time having it out here, Blueberry Sour, and the first time out here, their Oktoberfest.
Okay.
And I've got, depending on which IPA I want to use, either their Hazy IPA, Juicy IPA, or the Fulton 300.
Right.
But this is the better one. First time in 7 years or so,
right.
I'm doing a tap takeover at the Parrot's K on the 22nd with Fulton again.
Mm.
So I've got their Oktoberfest for the first time, the Blueberry Sour for the first time out there.
Right.
I'm doing Lonely Blonde, and I'm doing the Hazy IPA for them. So this is the first time the K has done an event since 2018.
So you finally did get them to do it, huh?
Yep. So I've already got everything hung up. We're going to do...
What day is that? You know what day it is?
That's a Friday. So Friday. Wednesday is at Jail Beers. Friday the 22nd is at the Parrot's K. So 20th at Jail Beers, 22nd at the Parrot's K.
And what time will this be, you know?
The Parrot's K one will start at 6.
Okay.
The Jail Beers one will probably start at 5.
And how long did it usually go for?
Till the end of the night.
Mm. Yep.
But you can meet the Fulton rep. He'll have a couple things, but he'll make sure everyone's happy, comfortable. He'll give everyone a lot of love, schmoozing, dining at the tables.
Exactly.
Yep. We're going to try and kill a keg or two while we're doing this.
Why not? make sure we remind you guys so you can come.
Yeah, definitely, so definitely. I'm trying to come out, so show some love, yeah, represent.
Do something fun.
GFBS, baby.
Yeah. What else we got going on here, man? What else? Oh, another shiner there?
Yep, another shiner.
Okay, cool. So anyway, we do have a couple other beers here that maybe we'll try, pop something open. I don't know. What you feel like you want to pop something open over there, Alan? It looks tasty. We got a couple of things. We got some Parallel 49.
Cobra Clutch.
Yeah, we got some Dastardly Villain. What's that?
What's that say? Westophilia?
No, that's Kilter.
Kilter.
It's a West. I think that's a Pilsner.
Yeah, that's a Pilsner. Okay. Kilter's one of the best out of fucking Canada in general.
Yeah.
That's that dripping.
Oh, that's Drastic. Drastic Measures got one there. Dripping.
Let's.
What are you thinking, man? I think the Ugly Sweater, I don't think it's cold enough.
No. Let's do the West Coast Pilsner from Kilter.
West Coast Pilsner.
Yeah.
We'll try West Coast Pilsner.
Why not?
Tell everybody what a Pilsner is, Alan, because so it's pretty much
Pilsner is just a light, easy body. Nice malty complexity, little bready, biscuity tones all the way through it.
Yeah.
Depends. Can be on the drier side or can be on the... But it's always got a smooth finish all the way through it.
Yeah.
But it's nice, heavy quality, good light body, easy drinking. But depends on who's brewing what, like I said. Yeah. Could be drier, breadier, biscuitier, but usually nice toasty tones all the way through.
Yeah, always.
Blessings.
You know what? Pilsners are always good.
Yeah,
it's an easy. It's always a smooth beer.
They're What's a smooth. Good Pilsner? I didn't. I'm not sure if I drunk a Pilsner before.
No, you're about to.
Yep.
Yep. You go. You're going to drink a Pilsner now.
Yeah, you go. There you go. Look at that.
That
was a nice pour.
You got some, Paul?
Yep.
What do you think? Try it yet? Try that, guys.
So the best one I've had is from...
It's different.
Yeah, it's a...
I like that.
Yeah. It's clean finish, but like I said, a little bit heavier body, breadier.
It's similar to something. I'm trying to figure out what it was, but different, though.
Best one I've ever had, or not ever had, but the best one I like is... It's made by Lagunitas. They're Pilsner.
Yeah.
And they use traditional Noble Star hops. And it's a Pilsner Quell, so it's traditionally a Czech Pilsner.
Right.
Czech Bohemian Pilsner. So it's a little bit on the heavier side for a body. Still easy, but it's traditional Czech Pilsner style. So it's a full, authentic style.
Right.
See, made out of California.
I was actually just going to ask you that because... Like the Oktoberfest, those are mostly German beers.
Yep.
And I thought I heard that Pilsners were Czech because I'm Czech.
Yep.
So
yeah,
Czechoslovakian.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. And it depends. Like everyone makes Pilsners or Czech. Everyone makes Pilsners or Czech Pilsners. Just depends what kind of hops they want to use, or like if they're gonna make, if they're gonna follow the true Czech style of how to make them.
Mm. What was the name of it again?
Kilter is the brewery.
Westphalia. West side of Philly. Yeah,
they're probably.
I think they're the best in
Winnipeg. Here? Yeah,
hands down. With
oh, that's a Canada bill.
Yep.
Yeah,
with what they make all for every style.
All of these.
Yep. Yeah.
Shout out to Canada for this good bill. This Pilsner.
But everything out of Winnipeg, I think these are the best. I think Kilter's the best for diversity and
they do make a beer.
Quality.
They do make a beer.
I don't know who's going to touch them besides Torque and a couple others, but
yeah, Torque. It's half pints.
Yep.
Half pints is decent. OGC is okay.
Yeah.
OGC is good beer.
I don't mind them at all.
I mean, Full Geek is, you know, coming along.
Yeah.
They got some good beer.
But they're still young, so they're swinging pretty hard.
Brazen got some good beer.
Brazen, I like,
Brazen Brewing is good beer.
Who makes Heineken?
Heineken's, it's German.
It's a German beer.
Yep.
So who makes it, though? What brewing company?
It's Heineken's the brewery.
Heineken's the brewing company.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. I wonder what else they make then.
Heineken makes, so they control Dos Equis.
Dos Equis.
Oh, that's good. Yep. That's some good shit too.
Yep. They bought Dos Equis for distribution.
Mm-hmm.
So both those are under the Molson Coors family.
Yeah.
Mm, so okay, they're in my warehouse to sell.
Mm-hmm.
So I have Dos Equis, I have Heineken,
mm-hmm,
and I have a lot more of the traditional styles and some of the more bigger brands too.
Mm-hmm.
But like, they're international.
What's Dos Equis mean?
I don't know.
Find out.
2 o'clock.
It's 2 o'clock somewhere.
You know what? I've had Dos Equis. I only drink Dos Equis when I'm in Mexico, bro. Is that bad? It's the only time I really drink it.
That's fair.
Yeah, I drink it whenever I'm in Mexico, and you know, in the wintertime, I drink Dos Equis and Modelos and. And
yeah, Modelo, that's my choice.
What's the other Spanish beer? Sol.
Corona.
Sol.
They have a lot of Tecate. Yeah, Tecate.
I drink Tecate. Tecate.
Victoria.
Tecate Light.
Victoria is another big one.
Yeah, Victoria. Yeah, I drink Tecate. Tecate Light. All that stuff. Yep. But I mean, you know, it's just, you know. It's just beer.
This is actually good, the Kilter one. I just got a big whiff of the aroma.
It's good, right?
It's very floral out the nose with the hops for West Coast style.
I can smell a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, so it's. It's got the nice.
I'm glad you got your smell. Yeah.
It's got those citral tones that pop through all the way, but it's a true,
it's tasty
Czech body finish, which is nice.
Yeah, no, it's a good beer. It's decent. You like it, Paul?
Yeah,
better. Yeah, you better beer. Still got his Busch Light over there,
though. Right?
Yeah. I haven't even really touched it.
Paul's Busch Light. Paul, you quiet today? What's going on?
I didn't think I was quiet.
Yeah, you're a little quiet today. Usually on it.
I don't know. Probably because I haven't been drinking all day.
Well, that says a lot, Paul. Appreciate your honesty.
We got rosé filling in.
We got rosé.
More of the comments.
I'm coming.
Just enjoying the moment right now.
Yeah. We might change rosé's name. Rosé's name is going to be, his nickname is going to be Pussy. he said it once too many times already. Like, he's like, yeah, that pussy. I was like, oh, shit.
He's like, oh, man.
We can say whatever we want, right? I mean.
Well, to an extent.
Yeah? You want to go too far.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, vagina. Oh. Sorry, my bad.
I apologize. Vagina. So sorry. I didn't mean nothing bad.
You got
cunt. Cunt? Can we say cunt?
No, you can't use the C word.
What? Now, that's, I don't understand that. I can say cock, but I can't say cunt?
Nope. Only in Australia you can.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's more normal.
Let's try to keep it PG-13.
Yeah, PG-13.
Definitely.
Otherwise,
definitely.
People can't listen to the show with their kids in the room.
Yeah.
You're definitely right about that.
On the drive.
Yeah.
Mom, what was that? What did he say again?
Parental advisory.
Yeah, right? Nothing,
he said,
honey.
Something about something, didn't he?
Yeah. Kids are smart, though. Kids are smart as fuck these days. They know exactly what you're saying. They don't care. There's no hiding it now these days.
No.
Yeah, so I mean, what do you do, right?
Yeah.
Is your baby here yet?
No.
Still not here?
November, late October.
Damn, you wait.
That's still right around the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Damn, you know, how is it living with a pregnant woman at this point? Is she driving you crazy?
No more than usual.
He said no more than usual.
I would say the cravings for food, yeah. You already know what they are.
Yeah, right, pretty much. You've gone for it. That'll be number four, five?
Four.
Four? Hey, four yeah, kids, man. Nice. Nothing wrong with that, nice. Man. No. Sounds like a good wholesome number, four kids. Just go for six, like a Brady Bunch.
Hell no.
No.
No, just go for eight, like Rosé.
Four is enough to build a little army so they can take care of the house while you just take care of them.
Yeah. Four kids is all right. I mean, you know, listen.
You train them to do the laundry.
You know what? Kids are great, you know, great little people. You know, I like them as long as they belong to other people. Sometimes I'll be in Target. I swear, I see these little kids crying and just being rude to their parents, and I'd be like, I just laugh. I'm like, that's your kid, yo. Like, I ain't got nothing to do with that, you know. Like kids.
Oh, how's man. That, yeah? Oh, this is my nephew right here, Leek Lilly. Oh, you know what I'm saying? He just chimed in. You know, we sitting back drinking some beers, man. How that day going out there in Maine?
Hey, man, we chilling, man. Look.
Yeah, he out there working on Maine, them pipelines out there. You know what I'm saying? My young nephew doing this thing.
Yeah, hey. Work hard, bro. Work hard, young brother.
We out here.
Yeah. There you go.
You know, bless his nephew. I'm definitely going to hit you in a minute, though. Love.
You working on the pipeline.
Hey, yeah. Hey, that boy travel. I'm so proud of him, man. I'm talking about, yeah, he remind me of younger me, a better me, though.
That's
you know, it. I would have did something. If I could have did a little something, I would have did it like he got one child,
yeah.
25 years old.
There you go.
And he out here traveling and understanding his life and still take care of his child.
Does he drink beer?
Yes, he does.
Okay, what kind of beer he drink?
Same thing, Heineken. I don't think he really got a favorite. He'll drink whatever's out there. Oh, yeah, we drinking that then.
All right, there you go. we turn him on to some new designer beers, right?
Definitely. We got to shout out. Malik, we coming.
I'm just picturing that group scenario of like, oh, you got extra beer? Yeah, just reach in the cooler over there. Just grab what you want.
Just grab what you want, bro. We got all kind of beer, yo.
It's not what you... If you can pronounce it, you can have it. If you after a few beers, if you can pronounce it, you can have it more.
Exactly.
Definitely. Let's drink. I'll drink to that. What, any more beer left?
Yeah. Oh, there's lots of beer. There's always lots of beer. Yo.
What the fudge are you talking about? We have plenty.
I know.
Look at that.
We got always beer, man. We bring
shout out to the Brew Brothers. Appreciate y'all again, man.
We do always have enough beer to drink, right?
Oh, yeah.
We always do. I mean, if we run out of beer... Paul got his Busch Light over there.
Yeah, I'm cleansing my palate right now.
Hey, we can make up stories. We can make up enough good stories for an hour with Busch Light. I've got nothing against that.
Oh, yeah.
Because either way, liquid is liquid, and yeah. It's going to make you just have so many good, weird, awkward moments.
Exactly. Yeah.
If you let it.
We can do Busch Light. I got a friend that does Keystone Hard.
Ugh.
Yeah, he does Keystone Hard.
Yeah,
because he's cheap as hell. He's probably and he's broke.
So and you get messed up off Keystone.
I would drink Keystone over Miller Lite just because I've drank enough Miller Lite where it gives me headaches now. I'm yeah. like
Miller Lite. I've yeah. never. Well, I can't say I never had that. Yeah. I'm an MGD guy. If I drink Miller, I love the MGD. I haven't seen MGD.
MGD's around still, but it's hard to get a hold of because MGD's mine to
yeah,
sell.
That's my joint.
But we can't. Like we can only get so much of it at a time. Like I don't know why we're having issues with that.
Oh, yeah. That's no good. But,
MGD does well when it's in the market.
You know, just like Bud Light, they went to Bud Light Platinum.
Yep.
MGD did the same thing. What did they go to? What was the name of that one?
Not High Life.
Is it black? No, that's
is it
no.
black or
it's like a it's something strong. You know what I'm saying? It's like King. MGD it's like Miller's King or something. But it's like, you know, just like they did Bud Light Platinum, MGD came out with you know,
their version of it?
Yeah, they different versions.
If they did, they discontinued because it doesn't sell.
Okay, let me find that. I'm going to find that out.
If you find that, please let me know.
Let me see what the name of that is. But that one was strong, too.
Yeah, I'm not a...
Because Platinum is not even doing that well anymore.
No?
It doesn't move as well.
Yeah.
I like Platinum's good, too.
I don't know. You know, around here, what's the number one?
Crown. Was it Crown? I think MGD Crown or something like that.
That's never been around here.
What's the number one selling beer here in town?
Busch Light.
You're welcome.
You're in Busch Light country.
Yes, Busch Light country right here, man.
The amount of beer I've slang at the bar every time I'm there is a horde of Busch Light. And I'm not mad about it because people love it.
Yeah. No, Busch Light's all right.
Yeah.
You can bounce.
Okay, cool, cool. Yeah. I'm about to get out of here, guys, again. Oh, appreciate pleasure. You guys. I'm going to text you that MGD.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Again, blessings on the day. Y'all guys be easy. Shout out to everybody that's listening to the Brew Brothers, and let's continue to have a great beer.
All right, Rosé. Rosé's checking out.
Thank you, Rosé.
He got family responsibilities to go. What number was
Yeah, because I do got 8 kids. Don't tell nobody else.
Yeah, so. But anyway, where were we at? Where were we at? All right, Rosé, you have a great night, man. Pleasure, man.
Have a good night.
Hey, don't forget your beer there, Rosé.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, could I have this one, too?
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, go for
Appreciate
it. Try it out.
You.
All right, there you go. I got more ugly sweaters on.
All right.
Yeah. There you go, man. That's Rosé. Rosé just left the building. He's an interesting character.
Yeah.
I like him.
He got
like
his duties him. He's got to take care of.
Yeah, he got kids. So, you know, when you got kids, you got to check, you know. Is he like a single parent, too?
I think he might be.
I think he shares the responsibility. Yeah,
he does. Yeah, he does.
Yeah, baby mama live here.
Yep.
There you go. When you ain't with the person no more, that's what you call him, baby mama.
Yeah.
Or the girl I had a kid with. Yeah. Or the guy I had a kid with, whatever. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah. Anyway, did you want to try something else over there, Alan? You see something you want
to
try?
I'm just trying to. I'm loving the artwork that we're looking at here.
Nah, the artwork is dope. That Parallel 49 makes some great artwork, right? On their cans.
Yeah.
The Cobra Clutch there, and then there's another one over there by them, right?
Is this the evil?
Well, not, that's Dastardly Villain.
Oh, okay.
You know the Dastardly Bear?
Yeah.
That's them. That's Dastardly Villain. They're out of Winnipeg also.
Drippin's Drastic Measures, and then we got Swing Barrels.
That's Swing Barrels. Yeah, Swing Barrel too. Yeah.
It's just grape.
Yeah, no. You know what? I love when breweries put a lot of time into their cans.
Yeah.
And they make it cool, make it fun.
They made it look like the girl from Willy Wonka, which turned into a blueberry.
Yeah. I like that. I thought it was cool. I just happened to just come across that a couple of days ago. And, I figured I'd just grab that. You know what? You know what I came across? I came across this this cream liqueur. I forgot it. It's at home right now. Cream liqueur. And it's called Krugo's. You heard of that?
Yeah. If I look at the bottle, I probably can tell you.
No, there's no bottle. All the cream liqueur is in these little sperm-looking things. It's shaped like sperm.
Never seen that before.
It's fucking awesome. I'm taking a picture of it. It's fucking awesome. Like, it's so cool. I'm going to post it on our Brew Brothers
thing. Oh, God.
Shit is fucking nice, yo. It's cool. It's like the cream liqueur is inside, like, sperm. Like, it's like little sperm creatures and shit.
That's weird because...
It's like 8 of them. It's fucking cool as fuck, yo.
There's a tequila out there that's in a bottle that looks like the head of a penis.
No, dude, I believe it.
It's a rosé tequila.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yes. It's messed up how, like, what they're doing. Like,
you know what?
Why bottle? Why did you pick that bottle?
I would never normally buy something like that, but I had never seen it before. That's why I bought it. It was like $28 for these 8 things. I've never tried it or nothing like that, but I just bought it because it was cool looking, and it was only 2 there. I was like, wow, if I don't buy it now. Right. I don't know. Next time I'm going to be past this liquor store, I might as well just buy it.
Exactly.
So I bought it. But it's at home. I left it at home. It's like literally, it looks like it's sperm.
No.
But they're like little creatures, and they got the liquor inside of it. It's awesome, bro. It's awesome, bro. It's perfect. It's like white cream liqueur.
God, that's so weird.
I know, right? Isn't that weird? But it's so good. I don't know if it's good. I haven't tried it, but it's so cool. Yeah. How it looks, so you know, you never know.
Like the new lights downtown.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those lights, like, they just look like sperm tubes.
Yep.
I never see them.
It's the one by Batman Design. He made those the columns, like, okay. They did all the way through university.
Okay.
Yep.
They look like sperm.
Yeah. Well, there's some designs on there that are questionable.
Oh really? Oh, I gotta see that. Yeah, that's kind of cool. That'd be kind of cool.
Oh, forgot to mention. So,
yeah, go.
Saturday, if you're in the neighborhood up there, Thief River's doing a little Oktoberfest beer festival up at Legacy up there.
Okay.
And I'll be up there pouring for Fulton. So if you guys want to come stop, have some local brews.
What's the date? You know the date?
Tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Tomorrow, Thief River.
Yep.
Oh, that might be a little trip there. Huh?
Yep. It starts at, I think, 2 or 3 and goes till 7 or 8.
Oh, that sounds great to me.
All a bunch of locals from the area, like Revelation, Bemidji, Swing Barrel, or not Swing Barrel, sorry. Rivers and Rails up in Thief River, their own brewery, which is really cool.
Yep. So are they just having like a little event or?
Yeah, they're trying to build a beer festival up there.
Okay.
Yeah. All
right. So it'd be Revelation to be there?
Revelation, Bemidji. Me representing Fulton because my rep couldn't make it.
Right.
Rivers and Rails, the brewery in Thief River, will be there pouring their own.
Yeah.
There's
what kind of beer do they make? Rivers and Rails.
They make a little bit of everything. So they have a good lineup. They have an IPA. I think it's Train something.
Oh yeah.
They have a solid sour. I don't remember what it is.
We got to do. We got to make a trip. We should make a trip to Buck Mill.
Buck Mill's down Detroit Lakes.
Buck Mill got something special going on. They got a lot of. They got a blonde stout.
Yeah.
They got this one called Jamaican Me Sour. It's a sour. It's really they got some quality beer at Buck Mill. We should just make a trip one day, and it's a fantastic facility too. It's an amazing building.
So. I know, I've seen that. They got some money that they threw into that one pretty nicely.
Yeah, it looks super nice, and you know what? And it's still, I would consider that local, right? It's kind of local still.
I'd give you that.
Yeah.
For the area, yeah. Considering how many breweries are in North Dakota and we can get a hold of X amount.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that I don't know how you guys do it because I hate driving places.
Yeah.
Like going, like my camper's in Devil's Lake. That's an hour and a half away. And it's like the longest drive ever.
Well, and the shooting is because there's nothing to look at, which sucks.
I hate that drive.
Yeah, that one just sucks in particular. I did that drive for years.
Yeah, I did that drive. I used to live in Devil's Lake, so. Yeah.
It's just not fun. But going down, even going down to Fargo sucks for the same scenery. But
yeah,
when you get to that, then there's a little, it's a little bit more ways down to Detroit. At least you can jump on 94. At least it breaks the traffic with all the, you have like a 94 going to Minneapolis. You see a lot more flow of traffic.
Exactly. What's the word on disgruntled? We haven't heard nothing from disgruntled in a while.
They're still making beer, but they're up here every now and then. Yeah. I know I've seen some of their beers at the Rock Bottle Shop.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the Rock Bottle Shop?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know why Happy Harry's doesn't have them, but the Rock Bottle Shop has them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I gotta go check that. The Rock Bottle one, that's the one near on...
That's the old El Rocco.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. I'm gonna check that out.
Yeah, and then if you walk right around the corner, they got La Cantina. Good Tex-Mex...
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah,
I've been there before.
Yeah, but you get your bang for your buck in food.
Yeah. Apparently, you get a lot of food at La Cantina, right?
Yeah, and they get good specials. They get good stuff on top.
What'd you have there before?
Like in terms of food? La Cantina burrito.
Burrito
with their blanco sauce.
Ooh, that must be good. Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah, I mean I
wasn't a fan.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I ate it before too. I wasn't a fan either, but you know what? Yeah, you know what? It's hit or miss. That's what I figured it.
And it's everyone's preference, like what they like and what they don't like.
Yeah. I mean, after I go to Chara's, it's like, I don't know. I'll go to Final Taco. That's about it.
Well, that La Cantina, I'm like, do you have a hotter sauce? And they're like, no. Like, because they put their hot sauces on the tables.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They said that they can't have other hot sauces. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
That's the crappy part because I love hot sauce. And like, the hotter, the better for me. Like, just give me what. Is the hottest one. I'll enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, I did La Cantina once. I went out with a couple of ladies from work, one of the receptionists and her sister. And those ladies are, they're older than me. They had like probably like 8 margaritas apiece.
Oh my God.
They were going hard, yo. Hard. I was like, how are they doing this, yo? I was on my first one for like about a half hour, 45 minutes. And I milked it because I'm like, I'm not drinking like any more margaritas.
No,
that Chari's, that place pisses me off because I think it's delicious, but you can never get in.
Oh, it's always packed.
The Chari's, Hey, well, I mean, if you go with me at Allen, you might be able to get in, Paul. You know, I just got to see.
Well, one of the things that I think is kind of silly is that you can't just go like belly up. You know, so if you're just like a single guy walking in there, you can't just go belly up at the bar. It's all tables.
You've never built.
No, there's a bar.
Yeah, you've never bellied up to the bar.
Yeah, you go to the bar. Yeah, they got a bar. You could actually even go to the bar and eat if you want to. If you say you want to go to the bar, you're probably getting quicker.
Yeah.
No, last time I was in there, they said because they didn't have any chairs or anything. They had tables at the bar for two people, but it was no like just single benches for just one person to sit
there
down.
Is.
That's weird because on the back side of the bar.
I'm a fixture there. So when I walk in, it's like, hey, Shannon, how you doing? Alan.
That's weird that they said that. That's interesting.
Yeah.
It was like when they very first opened.
Oh.
Okay. So. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. You got to, if you're going to go to Chara's, check in with us probably, right?
Now that I've seen more people sit at the bar now, so you can probably belly up a lot faster.
I've had a meeting with the the manager or the owner there because they're trying to sell him some ads.
Yeah, Luis.
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm. The owner, which manager? Luis?
Luis, yes. Yeah.
Luis is awesome, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Yeah. I love Chowers. Me and Alan, we Chowers guys, so I go to all the time. Actually, if you go to Chowers, you see all the girls working there. They're all wearing Boo Brother bracelets. Nice. All of them. They're promoting the brand.
It's fun when I go there. I sell to them. So, like, earlier in the week, I go there and sit. If I get there early enough, and I just BS with them. Usually, I'm sipping some sort of tequila. They're like, try this new one. I'm like, all right. But I can only take so much because I still got to work and drive.
I'm always there. Every time I'm there, because I go by myself a lot. I'll tell Alan, they're always trying the new drinks, what they're going to put in the new drink for the month or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm always there at that perfect time when the drink is going. I'm like, this watermelon thing or this coconut thing is always good, man.
Yeah, when I was there too, the waitresses, they weren't hard to look at.
No.
Oh, no, they're all gorgeous. Gorgeous girls. I mean, some of them, they could be like my daughters, so I don't look at them like that, but they're all pretty girls, man. Yeah. I mean, you know, and they're all, you know, ethnically Mexican. And that's always awesome because, you know, it goes along with the whole, you know, Mexican restaurant thing, right? Yep. And the most of the people there are from they're all from Mexico.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're all really nice.
Yeah, they're all great people. Like, I love Chowers. Chowers is, like, probably my favorite place to hang out. Mm-hmm. If I want to just go. I usually go, like, after work. I work till 7, and I'll just go home and shower, and, like, 8:30, quarter to 9, I'll go there. Be nobody there but me and a few other people, and I'll just get my little corner spot. Watching television, eat some food, talking to all the people who work there.
Yeah,
what I do. What you got going on here?
I will say this on a close to closing notes.
Yeah.
So new spots coming to town. The old Wild Bill spots up for grabs. That's already bought, and it's KNOX said it's going to be called the Varsity Icebox.
Yeah,
not the right name. That's bullshit.
Varsity?
No, it's not. They said KNOX said Varsity Icebox. It's bullshit. That's not the right name.
What's it going to be?
They don't know yet, but it's going to be something great. They're keeping, it's going to be a big, it's going to be at least 20 some odd taps, beers on tap.
Nice.
But they're going to make it have like a nice wood brick feel, like kind of just like a nice warm comforting feeling all the way, a little bit more upscale food.
Nice.
So think of it like the Hub, but a different, better version.
Oh, it'll be great for the first year.
Yeah.
And then it'll go to shit like every other restaurant in town.
I don't know. I like that spot.
As soon as the management from out of town leaves.
I don't know. The management there is good. It's going to be good management because it's the people who run the Loft.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, and they're good about it.
Yeah.
But they're all, it's a good spot. So they want to.
What kind of food, you know?
No idea on the food. It's just going to be, I think it's going to be traditional bar food, but they'll have
wings,
more of a,
and all that.
Yeah, but a better upscale feel. Like they'll throw in some different foods. They're gonna have probably some different cocktails too, like their own cocktails.
I like that.
But they're back. Their patio. They're gonna keep the patio and everything, but they want to do like concerts there eventually. I think that's from what I've heard.
Mm-hmm. But and how soon would they be opening up? You know,
they're trying to shoot for mid to end of October.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, listen.
They've already gutted it, and it's just a shell. So they've gutted it, cleaned it, and now they're just working full throttle to get everything in there and brand
new. I love Wild Bill's for the longest time when it didn't go to shit, when it was really good.
Yeah.
Burgers were on point. Everything was good. The food was delicious. Yeah,
but their management was trash. They were just awful at what they did. They just let it fall to crap real quick.
It just kind of went downhill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fast. It was like, it was like crash and burn quick, huh?
Yeah.
Well, and then eventually, downtown, I guess that new tap house is still running.
Yeah.
So that'll probably be done by mid to end October as well.
Cool.
It's a self-pour tap house.
Right. What will that be called again?
Either tap house or tap room brew hall. I'm not sure what name they're going to go with, but you go there, pay by the ounce, and pour your own beer.
Yeah.
And they're going to have a kitchen and everything like that, but the inside already looks cool.
Yeah.
But it's cool that there's a tap wall. You can just walk up there, pour whatever beer you want from there, and just pay for what you want. Pay for how much you want.
I like that idea.
Yeah,
yeah. I've done it in Colorado. I liked it.
It's a nice thing, so you don't have to. You can pick your own choosing and just walk around, and see what you want to pay for, and see what you want to try. And they're gonna have wine on tap too.
Oh, wine on tap.
Yeah,
that's deadly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He said wine on tap is deadly. Some Moscato.
Right.
That's it. Nah, yeah, you know what? I love that we get some new restaurants in town. It's always a good look for us around here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, hopefully the new restaurant where Wild Bill's is at will be nice.
Yep.
Good food, you know. I'm always looking for just a spot with some good food.
Yep.
Something tasty that I can
It's a good location. That's a busy spot too.
That isn't.
So they'll get a lot of. They're gonna get a lot of traffic.
Yeah, they'll get. You know what? If it's a good spot, I'll be there. Like I try to just go to restaurants just randomly, you know, and I just go. Actually, I ran into some of the girls that work at JL Bears. They was like, "Where you been? We haven't seen you forever." Because I haven't been there in a while. Because I was going there so much all the time. Because I lived right across the street. Mm-hmm. So I just walk over and hang out. But I haven't been there in a while. But I'll have to make a visit.
Yeah,
JL Bears is a good spot.
They're going to have some good Oktoberfest beers on tap next week.
Oh, next week? Yeah, yep. I'm sure.
They've already put some on, but there's more of them are going to start popping up this coming week.
They got anything special there lately?
They had the Pineapple Fandango tap. That went like...
I got that
at home. That was lightning fast.
That's the Pineapple Papaya one, that one?
Yep.
I got that at home.
They're going to put on the Odell Brewing's Oktoberfest on tap.
That should be good.
Yep.
Odell Brewing's really good, yeah. Yeah, they always have like a good selection of stuff out west, West Coast stuff.
Yeah, it's a good East diversity. Coast, of everything. You know, good diversity
around here. They always do Revelation stuff around here a lot, Half Brother stuff. So they support all the local stuff. But JL Beer's always got like a great selection of beer.
Mm-hmm. So and their patio is a lot of fun too.
Yeah, the patio is awesome. Yeah, like it's just a cool spot. JL Beer's is a cool spot here. Yep. You've been there, right?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my spots I like to go to, but I haven't been there all summer. Sometimes you got to give place a break.
Yeah.
I think I was going all the time, needing like a break, like, you know, a JL beer break.
Yeah, that was the same with me for B-dubs.
Yeah.
Oh, how did you go there?
Well, it's right across the street from picking up my kids at Wonder Years.
Wonder Years right down the street. Yeah,
I know. It's really easy and convenient, too.
Yeah. No, I know where Wonder Years is at. And B-dubs, kids keep the kids busy, too. Yep.
You get I run into a lot of people there that we do business with.
Absolutely.
So, you know, just sit down there and have a beer or two waiting for to pick up my kid at 5 and talk to some of the people that sponsor our shows.
You know the manager there too?
Jeff.
Yeah.
Jeff's the manager of the whole thing, but he's amazing. Jeff's an awesome person.
Should tell Jeff to get some new sound in the bar. It sounds horrible.
I know they're renovating it right now. They're working on extending, I think, the bathroom area.
No, they're extending the kitchen and then replacing the bathroom.
Yeah, they're pushing everything back more because that kitchen needs more room.
Yep.
They need more room now?
Well, and that bathroom needed to be gutted anyway. That bathroom is terrible.
Yeah.
I don't eat the food there. I don't think it's that good.
It's for a chain, you're getting what you get out of it. And it's not bad. It's just you know what you're going to get and it's consistent, which is good for them.
I don't eat the wings. I like the street tacos.
Yep.
And I demand better sound.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want to be in the game.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Crooked Pint to reopen after they get done with
cleaning. Oh, what are they doing over there? I see there's a bunch of stuff going on over there.
They had a small fire above their cooler and everything. So they had to gut and clean. They gutted the bathrooms. They had to strip everything from the inside, and they had to clean everything out. And they're going to be open soon, hopefully, October-ish time, too, as well, for hockey.
Okay. I don't mind a Crooked Pint.
Yeah. But they're fun, too.
Yeah.
Another nice thing once it reopens.
Any other Oktoberfest beer that you recommend out there for people to try? Well, besides Sam Adams. Everybody knows about Sam Adams, right?
When it comes available, come to, like I said, I've got I got a Fulton's beer coming. No cases. I've only got liquid in kegs. So come to JL Beers on the September 20th for that event with Fulton. And then on the 22nd with Fulton again. To have more of the Oktoberfest and more of the blueberry sour. Yeah.
All right.
More of the blueberry sour. Because you're not going to get that anywhere else except
put that up on Brew Brothers sites everywhere and all that stuff.
I got the photos. I already got the posters hung up and everything for the K. I got to make the JL Beers ones right now.
That'd be cool. We could put them up on all our sites, Facebook or whatever.
Yep. I'm going to blast them.
There we go.
Yep.
So, don't forget to join us September 20th. Be at what? JL Beers?
Yep.
And then the 22nd. 22nd at Paris K. So that's a Wednesday and a Friday.
Yep. The Friday one's going to be more fun just because they haven't done one in years. So it'll be way more fun for us to be there,
Absolutely. So I guess this is number 9, Alan.
Absolutely. 1, 2, 3 Oktoberfest.
1, 2, 3 Oktoberfest, number 9. We made it to number 9, Paul. You said we wasn't a real podcast. We'd do 10. We got one more, man. We were a real podcast after this one. A true podcast, number 10.
I love it.
Hey, thanks for joining us as usual, man. We really appreciate the support.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And, keep listening. We keep improving all the time. We'll get better and better as time goes on. Well, we'll try to change it up, spice it up, see where we go, see what directions we're going to go in. But I don't know. How you feel like it's going, Alan?
I love it. It's so much fun.
It's fun, and right?
It flies. The more I talk, the faster it goes.
I know, right? See? It's kind of like once we got started, now we can't stop. We're like addicted, Paul.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, we're the Brew Brothers. This is episode 9. It's called 1-2-3 Oktoberfest. I'm Shannon Shell, and that is...
I'm Alan Kirkaby.
And we want to thank you guys for joining us. We appreciate it, man. And we'll see you guys soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Yep.